You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's talk for a moment about being starstruck. Now, I'm not generally a celebrity person. Like, if I see them out somewhere, it's like, okay, that's so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
But we were talking off the air yesterday. Are there any celebrities who would really make you completely starstruck? That thing where you don't know what to say.
You get kind of nervous.
Yeah. Do you have one?
You know, I came up with a little list of three. I would say first off the bat would probably be Adam Sandler. Grew up, you know, watching his comedy, kind of worshiping him on Saturday Night Live, and I like all of his movies. So Adam Sandler would be a biggie. The Rock, probably, because he's just has a huge presence, and he's an international superstar. And then probably Big Bird from Sesame Street would be number three, for sure. Truly an icon.
That's kind of funny.
So there's my three. Starstruck.
The only thing I would ask of people is, you know, if you ever have that person that where you'd be starstruck, if you're out, let's say, having dinner somewhere and they're there having dinner, it just needs to be said again, even though it's been said 100 times. Don't go up and bother them while they're eating.
Right.
Just
wait till they're finished and
let them have their meal. Let them have their own as much of a normal life as they can. But then again, on the other side of things, you and I come on this show all the time because we hear from people who say, hey, I saw you at the grocery store and I wanted to come up and say hi, but I didn't. And we encourage that, though.
Yeah, we're fine with that. Absolutely. Come say hi.
Yeah, just stop by and say hello. I mean, that's why we do the little happy hours that we do, too, just so that we can rub elbows with you. So with whom would you be completely starstruck?
And they have to be alive. I mean, you can't call in and say Elvis or something like that. I want this person to be alive. And yeah, you're walking through the mall and there they are standing at the Cinnabon, you know, and you're like, oh my God, it's Harrison Ford.
For all you know, Elvis is still alive.
For all he could be at the Cinnabon. I don't know.
So we're going to go right to the phones. Let's find out. Barbara, who would make you starstruck?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh yeah.
He's an interesting cat, I gotta say. Yeah.
I think he's proven himself after the Harry Potter franchise.
Yeah, he's really tried to stretch himself. Didn't he do that whole nude Broadway show
naked
or
stuff,
like
didn't
that?
He? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's really blossomed.
Mm-hmm.
He's really grown up.
Uh-huh. Got to see his wand and everything.
Ooh.
Barbara, you go have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You guys, too.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
She almost, it was a Harry Potter joke.
She almost passed out, I think.
Yeah, the Harry Potter joke, too. Christina, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
All right, come on. Who's going to make you starstruck?
I'm kind of it's a tie between Keanu Reeves and Johnny Depp.
Oh, two giant names. That's good. I think I'd be more starstruck for Keanu than Johnny. But those are good.
Like, have you seen the really cool videos of Keanu Reeves just being like genuinely a good guy?
Yeah, we've talked about that before.
Yeah.
And he will never touch you when you take pictures with him. He's got this thing where he does an air hug, so he's very courteous and never touches anybody. And there's no lawsuits ever with him because of that.
He will not violate your personal space, Christina.
Your bubble.
I wouldn't mind him to violate
your space. I know, but listen. Go have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
You too, guys. Bye-bye.
See you later.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's talk to Megan. Megan, who's going to make you starstruck?
Mine would be Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters.
You know, that's a solid choice right there.
There's a video of him floating around recently. It was a couple on a road trip or something, I believe, and they were cruising down the highway, and there was Dave Grohl next to him just driving along, and they were hanging out the window. And they got a good video of him.
He does stuff like, you know, make barbecue for thousands of people and all that kind of thing, and he just seems like such a down-to-earth guy and just obviously talented, too. So
he might have to go on to that. You know, I like to compile that list of dinner party guests. I think Dave Grohl would be another one who would be a great dinner party guest.
And he can sing for us.
And he can sing, for dessert. Megan, have a great day.
Thank you, too.
Bye.
Appreciate you being on the show. Who's next? Let's talk to Matt. Hello, Matt.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're
great.
Dupes.
Starstruck with who?
Well, not a would-be, but did. And I went to school in Manhattan, and coming out of a theater standing in the lobby, I turn around, and there's Kevin Kline.
Kevin Kline from the cinematic masterpiece Wild Wild West with Will Smith.
That's right.
That's the guy.
That was one of the most embarrassing times of my life because I was a deer in the headlights, and then he clocked me looking at him and just looked at me, and I don't know. It was. I just felt embarrassed and stupid afterwards. I didn't even
know how to
go up and say hello.
You had a moment.
Oh, good for you, Matt. Thank you for the call, buddy. I like Kevin Kline a lot. Fish Called Wanda will be in my top 10 probably of all time. And Silverado, in case you were wondering.
All right.
Who else? Danny, have you been starstruck with anyone?
Yes, Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan.
What a random.
He does his own stunts.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. His also an interesting cat.
Something funny.
Well, your phone's breaking up a lot on us, but we'll try our best. Put the phone right up to your mouth and say it as loud as you can.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Better. Go ahead.
Okay. So when I was a kid, I went to Universal Studios with my family, and my dad is a moron, and he saw Bill Cosby, and he was chasing Bill Cosby, and the security guards had to, like, tell him, calm down, you can shake his hand, and then leave. And we were laughing at him and saying he was a stalker ever since then. And with all the stuff that's come out with Bill Cosby, we're like, why Bill Cosby?
I know. Well, you didn't know at the time.
Yeah. I mean, you don't know until you know. So,
yeah.
Oh, that's good. Danny, thank you for the story. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling your boys in the morning.
I want to give a special shout out to Annie really quick on the text line. She's letting me know that she saw Big Bird when she was working out at Red Rocks several years back, and she just sent me a picture of Big Bird on the stairs at Red Rocks. So thanks
for rubbing
that in,
Annie. Feeling all jelly right now?
Jeez.
Jan, who would make you starstruck?
Neil Diamond.
Oh, yeah. Can we play Forever in Blue Jeans?
Oh, yeah. He's great. It was the first concert that I ever went to. I was in seventh grade. My sister bought me the Hot August Night album for my first stereo, and she took me that summer to see Neil Diamond at Red Rocks.
You know, the interesting thing about Neil Diamond, he's one of those artists, too, who transcends a bunch of different generations.
Because and genres. He goes
and genres. That's exactly right.
Yep.
And everybody knows the everybody
right.
knows it.
That's right.
Yep.
Jan, that's a good call. Thank you very much for being on the show. What about Julie? Julie, who's going to make you starstruck?
John Elway.
Oh, well.
Really?
Yeah. Why not?
You might bump into him sometime. I mean, that one's probably a little more realistic than some of these.
Yeah, I seen him at a medical facility having a procedure.
Oh, really? What procedure was he having done? Can you dish that or what?
Did you really snoop?
Well, I'm kind of guessing this because I was looking at a magazine in the waiting room, and I seen a picture of John Elway advertising Pepcid.
Oh, okay. He's got like heartburn issues or something?
Yeah, and so I got an autograph
flap
with that
issues.
Picture.
Really?
Oh, you had him autograph the advertisement?
I did.
Oh my God, that is was he super
funny.
Nice?
He was really nice about it.
That's good.
I was so scared to ask him, but, you know, because he was going in for a procedure, and I was like, I'm just going to go real quick and see if I get his autograph.
And you did it. Did he put a big old number 7 on there next to his autograph?
No, but there's a big old picture of him with Pepcid. And I still have it till this day.
That's awesome.
Good for you. Listen, thank you for being on the show.
Okay, that's good.
Let's do a few more quickly. Here's Ryan. Ryan, who are you going to be starstruck with?
Well, I have an embarrassing starstruck moment.
Good.
Do it. Tell us.
I was in Nashville, Tennessee, and randomly walking down the street, and there was Dolly Parton. So I just immediately burst into tears, and she saw me just crying there, staring at her with my mouth wide open like an idiot. And she came over, gave me a hug, and said, it's going to be okay, sweetie. I'm a human just like you.
Oh, that's great. That sounds so Dolly, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
She is amazing.
With her flesh-colored gloves on. She's just like the rest of us.
You know,
yep,
I have a sour feeling about Dolly Parton. I love her. I absolutely adore her. But the sour feeling comes from when Jeremy first started on the show in 2004. And I said, young man, you have one mission in this world, and that is to get Dolly Parton on the show. You remember that, Jeremy?
I do. I even
for like
had,
years, for years, I told Jeremy, you've got to get Dolly Parton on the show, and he never got her on this show.
I had a deep, it was DP's PA. It was Dolly Parton's personal assistant. I had the phone number and everything, and I called, and they were just like, she doesn't do radio. She does not do it. Won't do it. DP's PA.
Well, if you get her on, I will probably start crying in the car.
You cry a lot, Ryan.
I'm a very emotional person.
That's all
Listen,
right.
Listen, it's nature's release, Ryan. I'm Don't you, you apologize for it. You go have a great day, okay?
Bye, Ryan.
Y'all too.
See ya.
I think I would. Maybe I would have tears. Like, for me, it would be one of the two surviving Beatles. It'd be like Paul or Ringo.
Oh,
and if
sure.
I met either one of them and got to have a legit conversation, mm-hmm. I know for a fact I would well up. I know I
yeah,
would.
Yeah, you would.
And then I would look like an idiot, but
I'm so sorry. And then you'd run off.
But I wouldn't be the first, probably. I mean, when you get icons like that, they've seen that so many times.
Mm-hmm.
People either crying or maybe just peeing their pants. I don't know. That might happen to me, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Let's do three more. Jay, Melva, and Jennifer. Jay, good morning. Who would you be starstruck with?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm still cracking up at flesh-colored gloves.
Look it up. She wears flesh-colored gloves.
Mm-hmm. It's a thing, Jay.
I'd love to say nobody would rattle me, but I might go total fangirl for Marcus Littrell.
Is that the Navy SEAL?
Correct. The guy, yes. The actual person from Lone Survivor.
I read that book, Lone Survivor. That'd
really?
Be pretty solid. That's
Dang.
A good choice.
I'd spend an afternoon eating lunch with him and having beers.
Dude, he's probably got stories for days.
Yeah.
And would scare the hell out of you.
Absolutely. 100%.
In a good way, right? In a good way.
That's a good one, Jay.
Don't worry.
Well
Thanks,
played, sir.
Guys. Take care.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank you. Thank you for being on the show. We appreciate you. Melva, starstruck with?
John Travolta.
Oh, that's a good
oh,
choice,
yeah.
too. That's a good choice.
Do you like his bald look now?
Well, the beard helps.
Okay.
With the bald look.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Kind of tough.
But, no, I saw him at a Starfest Comic-Con convention here in Denver a long time ago. And I kind of snuck into line to get his autograph. And he was in a separate room with bodyguards. And I was just all sweaty and shaky, and I couldn't really speak very much. It was just being in his presence I was awestruck.
Oh,
was he kind to you?
He was very kind.
That's
very
good.
Nice.
That's good.
That's what we like to hear. Listen, thank you very much,
Thanks, Melva.
She's all sweaty and everything.
I'm sorry, I'm so sweaty.
Jennifer, you get to bring this home. Your starstruck moment. Who would it be? Or who was it?
It was 1998, and I met Michael Jackson.
Really?
Were you trembling?
Yeah, I was really nervous because he's like, I grew up with, you know, listening to Michael Jackson. And I was actually on Hollywood Boulevard. Never really went to Hollywood Boulevard. I grew up in L.A., so we were going into a bookstore. And he comes in with his two bodyguards. He has a leopard, like, scarf around his face, total Michael Jackson, like, getup. And I just saw him. I was so excited, you know. But he's super shy, so I didn't know what to do.
So
what
did you do?
Don't leave us hanging, Jennifer. What happened?
What did you do?
Well, I waited for him to come out with his bodyguards and stuff, and I said hello to him. And he did say hello in kind of like, you know, his high-pitched kind of voice. And we kind of followed him back to his car, and he drove a stretch Rolls Royce. And there was a ladder right before the, like, going over the sidewalk, and he walked under it.
Well, then you know what happened.
Look what happened. Turned out, Jennifer.
Don't ever walk under a ladder.
You chased him under a ladder, and then look what happened.
You did it. You killed
him.
Way
to go, Jennifer.
No.
Listen, I think this leads to another one of those cases where Dom is going to pull out an old song and play it, and I'm going to play a Michael Jackson song for you, Jennifer. How's that?
That sounds great. I can't wait to hear which one you pick.
All right. I'm not going to tell you which one. It's one of his songs that I think is timeless because some of them, like, I would never want to play Thriller or anything like
because
it's just so kind of dated now.
So bad.
Uh-huh.
But there's one of his songs that to me is timeless. It sounds as fresh today as it did when it came out, and it came out in the 80s. But I think it survives the test of time. So I'm going to play it for you when we come out of this next break. Is that a deal?
That's a deal.
Jennifer, go have a great day. Thank you for being on the show. I love that segment.
Me too. I mean, everyone's so happy. I was like smiling through the whole thing.